Dad gets ready for bed. I remember this from childhood. And he's walking around in his dressing gown with his bare feet. He looks down at his feet and says, I've got beautiful feet. And my sister and I said, no, you've not. You've got horrible smelly feet. So hands up anybody here who knows that their dad has secretly horrible smelly feet. Hands up if you're a dad who knows you've got horrible smelly feet. One or two honest people. Great. One thing you would probably, by the way, my dad doesn't look quite this cool. almost. One thing you would probably not want to do at the end of the day, is it? Is wash your dad's horrible sweaty feet. But that was exactly what Jesus did for his closest friends. Remember this, what happened? It's during the last meal he ever ate with them. Just before he died and rose again. It's at the end of the day. They live in a hot place. They wear sandals without socks. They're walking through dusty and muddy streets. And at the end of the day, he washes all of their feet. He tied a towel around his waist. He poured some water into a bowl, and he went along all 12 of them in turn, drying their feet on the towel he tied around him. Now Peter, one of Jesus' followers, was completely gobsmacked by this. He could not believe that Jesus wanted to wash his feet, and he tried to stop Jesus doing it. He says this, Lord, do you wash my feet? See, Peter had come to realize that Jesus was his Lord. He knew that God had sent Jesus to wash him clean, to be the king of his life. He knew that Jesus taught God's truth more than anyone else who'd ever lived. So Peter's thinking, what is this great teacher and this great Lord doing washing my feet? If anything, it should be the other way around, shouldn't it? Peter should be serving Jesus. This is what Jesus says to him. What I am doing, you do not know now, but afterward, you will understand. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part of me. And Jesus says to him, he who is bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but he is clean all over, and you are clean, but not every one of you. See, Jesus is talking, isn't he, about more than foot washing here. He says, you don't understand yet, but you will. He's pointing forward to his death. See, it's Jesus' death that explains to us what this foot washing is all about. Jesus humbly died on the cross in our place to wash us completely clean before God. That's what we symbolized in the water of baptism for Adam. Being completely clean before God simply means being completely forgiven before God. And Peter starts to understand this, doesn't he? He says, oh, well, Jesus, if that's what's going on, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. Peter's one of these people who just dives in. Peter realizes that Jesus washing his feet is just a picture of Jesus making him clean before God. Now, lots of people know deep down what Jesus came to do, that he came to wash us clean before God, to forgive us completely before God. But the question is, do we really know it? This is important, isn't it? Because Jesus says to Peter, if you've not been forgiven, then you don't really belong to me. So let me ask you, do you feel like Peter does? Open, completely forgiven, free before God? Or do you perhaps feel like this before God. Some people find it very hard to feel that Jesus really does wash them clean. Maybe they've done some wrong thing in their past, and they carry it around with them. Carry it around like a ball and chain that you just can't shake off. Maybe someone in their family is just always trying to find fault with them. However hard you try, it's just not good enough. And for someone like that, because they're not good enough, they feel for their own family. Surely when it comes to God, how can they ever be good enough for God? See, if we're going to know that in Jesus we are completely forgiven, we've got to do two things, haven't we? We've got to let what Jesus did for us on the cross just sink into our hearts. He did it for us, for you and for me. We like to make things complicated very often, but it really is as simple as that. He died to make you completely forgiven before God. And like Peter, we've got to ask Jesus openly, haven't we, for forgiveness. Our great Lord and teacher came to serve us. Wash us clean. That is probably the most unexpected thing about Jesus. For some of us, it is ever so hard, isn't it, to open ourselves up to Jesus like this. Maybe we're the kind of people who find asking for forgiveness really difficult. But the truth is, if we take the step and ask him, be bold, we are completely forgiven before God. And that freedom, the freedom of knowing that I am washed clean before God because of Jesus, is the most wonderful experience that you will ever experience. So our Lord and teacher came to humble himself, to wash us clean before God. And ever so briefly, just one more thing. Jesus says one other really unexpected thing here. After he's washed their feet, he says, "Do you know what I've done for you? You called me teacher and Lord, and you're right, for that's what I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do as I have done for you." Remember, Jesus washing his disciples' feet is a really wonderful practical way to show them that he gave his whole life for them. And now his followers should be humble servants of one another. It's obvious, isn't it? If you follow someone, you do what they did. If you're a follower of David Beckham, I know some people are. If you're a follower of David Beckham, you might want to have all your hair shaved off and have your daughter's name tattooed on your back. If you follow Jesus, you will do exactly what Jesus did. You will serve other people humbly. Now, I know this church is full of people who serve other Christians humbly in all sorts of quiet ways. People clean houses, give lifts, make meals, buy things for people who can't afford them. All sorts of things go on quietly. Something's happened with a crash. If that's you, and you do those sorts of things quietly, you are obeying Jesus just as he says. Some people seem to have a gift for that sort of thing, don't they? For just spotting how they can, as it were, wash somebody else's feet. If you feel you don't have the gift, I'm afraid that doesn't let us off the hook. You can be very sure that the people who do have that gift have got it because they've practiced it, prayed for it, learned it. They've allowed God to develop it in them. If you know actually you're not very good at this gift, spotting how to wash other people's feet, Well, start by learning it. Jesus has set us the example, hasn't he? Maybe someone comes into your junior church class one Sunday morning, looking a bit like this. And you know that there's something you can do to help them. Well, do it. All of us, let's be imaginative in the way that we humbly serve one another. Now, this kind of Christian service will bring us closer to other people's smelly feet and worse things. But Jesus, our Lord and teacher, humbled himself to make us clean for God. Let us follow his example and humbly serve one another. Let's read this out together, because this is what we need to remember from this morning. Let's read this together. Jesus, our Lord and teacher, humbled himself to make us clean for God. Let's follow his example and humbly serve one another. Let's just bow our heads to pray for a moment. Lord Jesus, thank you that you came to serve us, to die for us, to wash us clean. Please help us to accept your forgiveness. And please help us to serve others as you have served us. Amen.